Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. On News Talk with Kia.
Now, I want to turn to those figures from the Department of Housing showing the building of apartments is on the rise. There's almost 25,000 flats or apartments under construction in the Dublin region. In contrast, though, the number of houses with planning permission where work has commenced has fallen. So is it time to increase density and build up more like this and, I suppose, embrace apartment living? We're joined by Carol Pollard, the architect and co-editor of Irish Cities in Crisis. And we'll also be joined by Fionnuala May, President of the Royal Institute of Architects in Ireland and County Architect for Fingal County Council. Carol, to you first, your reaction to these figures, and do we need to start embracing apartment living more in Ireland, do you think?
Oh, I think we absolutely do, Shane. I think it's appropriate that there are way more houses than more apartments than houses being built in Dublin, in the four Dublin local authorities, but particularly in Dublin City. And I see that it's actually 97.9% apartments in Dublin City. I think we need to protect the amenities that we have, and we also need to build on our infrastructure. And by building apartments, we're actually facilitating both of those. And I think people are afraid of high density because they think it means high rise. It doesn't mean high rise. High density is a different concept, really. And I think if you think about the kind of older suburbs of Dublin, you know, Phibsborough, Ranelagh, Rathmines, Sandymount, you know, those areas are high density in actual fact. And that's why they sustain the Lewis and the Dart, and why you've got parks and swimming pools and cinemas and shops and restaurants. And so the city needs that vibrancy, and apartments really deliver that. And I think the apartments, it's like living over the shop. You know, we need to live where we work and where we eat and where we spend our free time. And that generates just such a lovely vibe and a lovely place for everyone to live.
I'm just thinking here, I'm going back 45 years ago now to my French class. And I remember in the French book, the family Bertillon moved from their house to an apartment in Paris. And I remember one of the lads in the class asking the teacher, why would they move from a house to an apartment? And the teacher explained, well, in Europe, they think very differently about apartments and so on. But do we, and we were all kind of curious about this, but do we still have those kind of attitudes, do you think, in Ireland a little bit towards apartments?
Yeah, I think we probably do. And I think, you know, what happens is that, you know, your first home might be an apartment. So you buy an apartment because it's affordable and it's close to all those amenities I was just talking about, and where your friends live and where you work and everything. And then the baby arrives and it's, oh, I better move back out. I want to be close to my parents or my family. And, you know, and you can't bring up a baby in an apartment. And I think we kind of need to slightly adjust that and rethink that. And I think the population diversity that we have in Dublin now, people from all over the world coming to live here and work here, has kind of shown us that it does work. And, you know, I have friends, like, obviously they're my age group, where their children have grown up and they sold their house and they thought, oh, we'll live in an apartment for a while until we find another house to live in. And they're absolutely not moving out of that apartment now, because they've got everything on their doorstep that, you know, whereas if they go and buy a house and move out, they're back into using their car every day. And they got so used to not having to do that. So, you know, there's so many benefits to living in an apartment. I think that we need to explore them and we need to try them. And I think we also need more family type apartments being built. I think we need more of a mix of tenure in apartment blocks. You know, we get a lot of kind of blocks that are all just two bedroom apartments, and there might be, you know, a very small percentage of one beds or three beds. And I think we do need to look at that, and we need balconies and we need playgrounds. I know the planning regulations mean that a lot of apartment schemes have creches, but we also need primary and secondary schools in urban areas. to encourage people to stay and let their families grow in those places.
Okay. All right. Stay with us, Carol, because I want to bring in Fionnuala May, President of the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland and County Architect for Fingal County Council. And Fionnuala, you are somebody who has raised a family in an apartment. How was it for you and how has it been for you?
Well, I live in the city centre in Dublin 1 and have lived all my married life. And as you said, I have raised my children there and they've grown up very happily and we've had a very good family life. Now, like Carol says, I'm in a nice building, a good sized apartment, and we do have some private open space. And I think that is the thing that we tend to forget, that we always think of the maybe the more negative things about an apartment that's badly maintained or is too small or too dark or not suitable for living in long term. But I think if we concentrate, as we do as architects, on the idea of good design, even with smaller standards that we have in more modern times, I think we can produce clever designs that work for people at all stages. And I think that's really important to remember, that we should be seeking to strive towards mixed tenure and a mixed demographic for different age groups in apartment buildings. And that they're, as Carol has said, they're sustained by the area that we're in, so that we have a good public realm around them, the infrastructure, the parks and all of those elements, that shops close by, that they lead to an overall better quality of life. And certainly it, I've enjoyed living in an apartment all these years, and I wouldn't change it for anything. And I'm hoping that I won't have to ever leave.
Okay. Loads of texts coming through on this, guys. I'm just going to read a flavour, because I actually think they capture certainly maybe the scepticism some people have about apartments. Part of the issue with apartments is they're not built for comfortable living. My friend lives in an apartment in Luxembourg. It's fabulous. Four blocks, about four stories high. Gorgeous small garden with a little playground. The other tenants are respectful. They all respect the communal spaces. Noise is not an issue because the apartments are properly built with soundproofing. There are more than six doors on each landing, or no more, I should say. They're built like that. Here, the apartments are bad quality on long corridors, antisocial behaviour in the communal areas, and damage to communal facilities. It's simply unlivable. What do you make of that, Fionnuala? Is there some truth to that?
I think there probably is. I think we're... Some of our management of apartments is not great, and the concept of communal means that it's part of your responsibility as a tenant or somebody living there. And maybe there are people who think, oh, it's somebody else who has to worry about that. And I think probably there is a legacy of maybe poor design that went on in the past. But I think definitely now things have much improved. But it is down to management. It's down to personal responsibility and people living well together in a different arrangement from a street. You know, I think it can work, but it's down to how we manage them, how we look after the maintenance of the public spaces, how the bins are dealt with, and how people are just as responsible for the common areas as they are for what has happened inside the door of their own apartment.
Okay.
Which is not an answer, but I think that's the way it has to
sure,
be, that we have
sure.
to we have to adjust and adapt to that.
Carol, lots of people getting in touch. We don't deliver apartments in Ireland like other countries. They have facilities and are too small. We build to get people into a home, but not about how they live in it, says Robert. And somebody else says, I lived in Paris 30 years ago, had friends in their 70s who lived in an apartment. It was lovely. It had amenities and green areas very close by, plus the internal communal courtyard. It was a lovely space, very safe and very well maintained. And another point being made, Carol, people saying, how many can be bought by you or I? Most are built to rent. We've a bit of a way to go, haven't we?
We do have a way to go. I do think, I mean, Fionnuala mentioned there about the improvement in the standards. I do think improvements in apartment building have improved hugely. And I do think, you know, the communal spaces and the facilities and the amenities, the need for them is recognised. And I do think it's being addressed. I think we have this association, I think, in urban areas where, you know, a lot of apartments are low cost housing.
And, you know, that's where we need to mix it up, and we need to have people of all incomes living in, and that's what happens in a lot of European cities. It's, you don't get one block of social housing beside another block of middle, beside another block of upper income people. You know, there's more of a mixture of everybody living in the same buildings in the same neighbourhood. And I think that's a very healthy way for people to live.
Yeah.
But the build to rent is a problem. It's definitely a problem. And you get a transient kind of population living in those buildings, and then you do run into problems with the communal areas and the facilities and the amenities, and you know, it's not, you don't get to know your neighbours. So I think there's definitely challenges, but you know what, it is the way forward. I mean, when we go to Madrid, or we go to, you know, Rome, or we go to Lisbon or Porto or any of these cities that we all love to go and visit, people do live in apartment buildings in the city and very successfully.
I often think, how much better would O'Connell Street be if there was people living in the above the shops? So how much safer would it be with that passive security?
Yeah.
Anne has got in touch to say, when passing blocks of apartments, how much stuff do you see on the minuscule balconies? They're clothes drying, prams, bikes, etc. That is a problem as well, Fionnuala, isn't it? That there's a lot of stuff, for the want of a better word, on the small balconies, probably because there isn't the right storage space in the apartments.
Yeah, and I think that is improving as well. Most development plans now have a requirement for decent storage spaces within apartments. We don't really, I suppose, in Ireland have the tradition of, like as mentioned in Paris or other cities, where, you know, there would be a basement or a ground floor where you'd have your own storage little area. But I think it is improving in that there is a requirement now to provide storage, and even in houses as well as apartments, they have to provide storage. So I think that is, aside from the thing that we probably all have too much stuff in a lot of time, a lot of families and houses. But I mean, we still should, no matter what you have and what you need to live your life, there should be proper storage. And I think we are beginning to meet that with the standards, and there are better storage spaces now. So there are legacy things, but as well as that, I suppose it's all learning to live with it and to use places probably in a better way than we might be used to, you know. So
okay.
I know myself, living in an apartment, there is the thing of, you do accumulate, and you have to realize that and clear out, I suppose, from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is, I know children, especially with children, they do have a lot of things, and you do, especially if you have children of varying age groups. It is a thing to be managed, and some of the smaller apartments no doubt probably are tight for people.
Okay,
but I think we have to strive always to improve the design, get the sizes right, and the facilities, the storage, and all of those other things that go with it to make it better for people,
Fionnuala,
and more sustainable for people.
Fionnuala, thank you indeed for talking to us. Carol Pollard, thank you indeed for talking to us. So many texts coming through in this. Kieran in Dublin 7 says, I was in Brazil recently with my wife. What struck us was how normal it is there to build 25-storey plus apartment blocks. They just get on with it. My wife found it strange in Ireland. We overthink everything, give so much power to objections, even during a housing crisis. Michael Leary said in a TV interview, we should be building 20-storey plus along the Liffey Quays. And he's right, we need a critical infrastructure bill that lets us plough on with housing and transport projects instead of delaying everything for years. And there is loads and loads more text coming through.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.